The events of a year ago took nearly everyone by surprise, and it left many in the U.S. intelligence community wondering what went wrong.
The answer, according to Robert Orr, is complicated. Robert Orr served as the director of the Office of Global and Multilateral Affairs for the National Security Council during the Clinton administration. How severe was the terrorism threat in the 90s?
It was increasing throughout the 90s. I think both activity levels and sophistication of the networks involved. Al-Qaeda was tracked throughout most of the 90s, watched with great concern, and certainly after the embassy bombings, that the level of official attention escalated quite dramatically.
Did you ever imagine that something like 9/11 would ever happen?
I think those of us who dealt with anything relating to terrorism were all very aware that something like 9/11 was possible. I don't think anyone really anticipated 9/11 in the form it came, but throughout the late 90s, we increased funding dramatically for counterterrorism, in part because of the threat of Al-Qaeda. That was driving the train, I think, in terms of official responses. So yes, we were very aware of major threats. We were trying to organize for them. There were some direct interventions taken to put pressure on Al-Qaeda and try to dismantle pieces of it, but obviously no one directly anticipated something like 9/11.
Was there anything that we could have done to prevent 9/11?
I think certainly the U.S. government response could have been more dramatic in terms of escalating our, not just our resourcing of counterterrorism, but our high-level attention, that this is not a technical exercise. You couldn't just give more resources to the FBI and the CIA and say, go take care of it. It really does require and did require higher-level political attention to look at all the issues that now we are, post-9/11, we're looking at, things like our borders, our visa policy, all the homeland security package was just, it was not possible to address those before 9/11.
And that's just lack of security, lack of funding, lack of organization?
Lack of political will. The American people, I think, are very jealous of their liberties and would like their government to, in many cases, be as minimal as possible. And I think while there were some articles and stories about terrorists out there, it was always considered a problem that was, quote, out there. And it wasn't until it was brought to our soil that the American people began to engage in a daily debate over it. And I think that's what's fundamentally changed. And I think will help create a better environment to answer the broad threats that that terrorism poses to this nation.
One of the issues that's often talked about now is trying to coordinate amongst all the agencies. How do you go about doing that?
I think this is a bigger issue than just coordinating. It's restructuring. We were not well structured to fight terrorism. The FBI was put together in an era and shaped in an era that it was looking at a very different set of threats. The mentality within that organization was created in a very different era. So we really are looking at restructuring both individual agencies, but now certainly with the debate over a Homeland Security Department, massive architectural reform of the U.S. government. It will require ongoing coordination. That is a major issue, but first you have to get the architecture right.
Is Homeland Security part of that architecture, do you think?
Absolutely. In fact, I think this reorganization effort is long overdue. I think there are many ways it could play out. But the fact is, this debate over how to organize ourselves across agencies for something as transcendental a threat as terrorism is really years overdue.
The blame game, of course, is going on in Washington now. We certainly didn't see it within the first few days or even the first few months after 9/11, but now Republicans blame the Democrats, Democrats blame the Republicans. Is there anyone really to blame?
I think the blame game is less useful than actually doing an analysis of what went wrong so that you can fix it. I think we really do need to understand why we were so blind in certain respects about the threats on our soil. Why were we so focused overseas when, in fact, we had already had a bombing of the World Trade Center years ago. It was past time to look at some of these fundamental issues. And when we tried to do some reorganization in the latter part of the Clinton administration, there was great resistance even to creating an office of a coordinator of for counterterrorism. Something as simple as that was resisted in many quarters.
Robert Orr served as the director of the Office of Global and Multilateral Affairs for the National Security Council during the Clinton administration. He currently works on international security issues at the Center for Strategic and International Studies in Washington, D.C.
You're listening to Common Ground, Radio's weekly program on world affairs.